In one of the bluest congressional districts in the country, a crowded Democratic primary is shaping up to decide who represents Philadelphia and Washington. At a town hall in Center City this week, five Democratic candidates, vying to replace retiring Congressman Dwight Evans, agreed on many of the same policy goals but clashed over experience, political independence, and money in politics. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky was there and reports.
The pews at the Church of the Holy Trinity in Rittenhouse Square were nearly full as voters listened closely to a field of candidates with no incumbent and no clear frontrunner. On issues like healthcare, housing, and transit, the candidates sounded largely aligned, calling for restoring healthcare subsidies, adding affordable housing, and making SEPTA solvent. But when it came to leadership, the differences sharpened. State Senator Sharif Street made the case that his experience navigating divided government matters now more than ever.
Every piece of legislation that I've had to move out of the Senate has been in a bipartisan way because the Senate has been controlled by Republicans since I got there.
Street pointed to his role creating Penny, Pennsylvania's health insurance marketplace, and securing funding for gun violence prevention. State Representative Morgan Cephas cited her work as Philadelphia delegation chair in Harrisburg, saying legislative experience is essential at a time of political instability.
It's not about just talking about big ideas, it's about delivering for them in real
time. Thank
you.
But two candidates leaned hard in the opposite direction, arguing government as it currently operates is broken. Dr. Ayla Stanford, a pediatric surgeon who became a national figure running grassroots vaccination clinics during the pandemic, described herself as an outsider.
It was not my job. It was not my responsibility. You did not elect me to do it. You did elect some of the people here, and I filled the gap. And in times like these, we need innovation.
Pablo Makani-Saad, formerly a climate advisor to President Joe Biden, also embraced the outsider label and argued that Philadelphia has paid a price for sticking with the same political playbook.
This was the poorest big city in the country when I was growing up. It's 2026. It's still the poorest big city in the country after Houston. And it's not because things are getting better here. It's because things are that bad in Houston.
The sharpest exchange of the night came over campaign finance and whether candidates should accept corporate PAC money. Dr. Dave Oxman, an intensive care physician at Jefferson Health, said he refuses PAC contributions entirely.
You cannot represent the people of this district if you're also trying to represent health insurance PACs, gaming industry, nursing home networks, right?
That may have been a veiled attack on Stanford, whose donors include the PAC for Select Medical Corporation, a Mechanicsburg firm that owns rehab hospitals and physical therapy clinics. CFES later pledged during the forum that she, too, would reject corporate PAC contributions. Street pushed back, arguing that PAC money does not automatically buy influence. He took a jab at Stanford and Oxman, who both loaned substantial sums to their campaigns.
It's easy if you spent your life making a lot of money, and you can put your own money in the race to self-fund your own candidacy, to say, I'm not taking any money from corporations when you've made it money from corporations your entire life.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was another big topic, with all five Democrats saying ICE should be abolished. Street called the agency beyond reform.
We should not have an agency that has been corrupted with neo-Nazis.
Stanford called ICE a paramilitary force, while Oxman said standing up to the agency was worth risking a federal shutdown. For some voters, the forum clarified the stakes, even if it didn't settle the choice. Deborah Schwartz moved from Ann Arbor, Michigan in 2023 and appreciated the opportunity to get to know the candidates.
I thought several of them spoke very well and it wasn't a make or break decision for me. But you need a good, smart people who have a way with words and can speak forcefully about important issues that matter to us and can speak truth to power, and the power being Trump in this case.
With no incumbent and a deep Democratic bench, the primary in May will likely decide who goes to Congress. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.